You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Ay, papi! Vamos, let's go.
Let's go.
I'm puppy. Ay, puppy.
Mike Wonder.
Yes. Oh, look at that. I love
That's
it.
That's what Christian's going to scream when he tries to get hot and heavy with this girl and she's too busy playing with the dog. He's going to go, ay, puppy.
Yeah, while I stare at the camera in the ceiling.
Yeah, it's turning. Yeah. Why is it raining on Christian?
Okay. I spent a lot of money for this effect, okay?
I knew this moment was going to come.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. This is the episode number 10 of the spinoff podcast. Your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show are now hosting the funniest football show.
That's right. And it just so happens to be the gulliest as well.
Yes, those two things. Okay.
Yep.
Everybody, welcome to the show. We're live on Twitch with everyone in the chat. So if you are listening to this podcast, just know that that is where that's where it's going down. Okay.
I wonder if anyone's like real high when they listen to the show. And they hear that we're live on Twitch, and they're like, oh, man, I should go on right now. And they go, and they're like, oh, no. It's not happening right this moment.
You know, I mean, look, if it's someone who is, into American soccer to the degree that they are...
Felix put guilty.
Yeah.
Felix put
if you are a person who likes American soccer and then also listens to American soccer podcasts, then you are probably high. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Those things, you can't separate those things. You know, that's how you enjoy the whole experience. It's part of it.
Right. When people say soccer is not fun, I'm like, well, have you had some of this sativa? You know.
We're on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch if you would like to experience the show that way as well. Twitch.tv/soccercooligans because the people on here are dope, are fun, they are supportive. We got Gully Squad in the building, and we have a good time talking about that Premier League, you know, across the pond or whatever is going.
We're trying to help out that lower league, you know what I mean?
That's right, that inferior league that needs our help. Okay,
yeah, dude. Leeds is trying so hard this year to get promoted yet again. To try to get an MLS. It's not going to happen. You're in a different country.
Okay. We're the bouncers of this league.
Right? They spent 14 years outside of the Premier League, but yo, they ain't never been in MLS. So I'm just saying.
Look, it's facts, though, isn't it?
Try to dispute what I'm saying.
So thank you for joining us, whether you're listening or on Twitch. A lot to discuss. Obviously, the Premier League is starting to make up the 2020-2021 season, fanless, okay? So, audience, lacking an audience, a sans audience.
How many more can he come up with, folks?
Okay, empty
stadiums. Has he reached his limit?
Empty stadiums, okay?
Sin gente.
It is starting up this Saturday. We got a bunch of fun matches. I think the ones that stand out are probably Fulham against Arsenal and Liverpool against Leeds. So anything can happen, you know. All the teams, they're all even on points. And obviously, I'm gonna
But Arsenal at the top, baby, number one in the Prem.
Okay, because you it's in alphabetical order, and
shush,
it still counts. You know,
we weren't last year.
What do you mean? Wait, yes, you weren't at the top of the table last year.
That's right.
Okay. Well, oh wait, who was? Who was?
I should know.
Why do I not know? Who was before?
Was it
Aston Villa?
Aston Villa.
Is it? Was Aston Villa?
No.
No. Who would be first before Arsenal?
Wasn't it? Is it like AFC Bournemouth or some shit like that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. All right. All right, AFC Bournemouth. There it is.
Yeah.
Gold Blanco. Okay.
Ooh, I knew that before y'all put that in the chizat. How about that?
So the lots to discuss. We have a couple stories. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Everton. And obviously, they're going
to... He's like, big stories. We're going to talk about Everton.
Everton
we might even get a chance to talk about Everton.
You know?
And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about Everton. When did he put a break? He's like, I got a commercial for Everton.
All right. So we got a... It's a toffee company doing the commercial. So, a lot to discuss. But let us know in the chat what you would like us to talk about because...
We got
to
change the name, by the way, because with the signings y'all got now, it's Everton.
Yes. People better start learning that some Spanish from Bogota. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Everton.
Where's James from in Colombia? Colo Blanco. Do you know? I don't remember.
Probably Cali.
I don't think he's from Cali. I feel like he's from like a smaller town, but I could be wrong.
We could look this up. I could just look this up.
So before we get started, we had mentioned this on the Twitch stream before we started recording, but for people listening to the podcast, we have a Cooligans mask that you may have seen already on Instagram if you follow us. But we just wanted to give a little bit more detail about what's going on. So obviously the Cooligans face mask right here.
Boom.
It says stay safe, stay gully right on it. It's pretty dope. We made them through Upper 90. It's a soccer store in New York. And all the proceeds for the mask will be going to South Bronx United, which is
100%.
Exactly. An awesome organization. They do after school programs. They, soccer coaching. They help families with legal services in the South Bronx. The majority of the kids are Black and Latino. And we did the kids interviewed us and they have a journalism club and they interviewed us. They wanted to talk to journalists. And
none said yes.
Exactly. So. There was clearly some miscommunication and they brought us instead. But no, they talked to us. They were asking us all these awesome questions about what was it like to interview this player or that player and things like that. And they were talking about how did you get started with a podcast? What if I wanted to start a podcast? So really, really cool. It left a really big impression on us. So we wanted to help South Bronx United. So we made these masks, and again, all the proceeds will be going to South Bronx United. So feel free to pick one up. They're $20. All the proceeds go directly to them. You can see if you go on our Instagram at Soccer Cooligans, you can see the link. It's the bio link, so just click on that. And feel free to support. We really, really appreciate it. Okay.
Mixer Nipple said, "You're journal miss instead of journalist."
It sounds
y'all
like
a journal miss.
It sounds like a like a pageant.
Isn't she lovely? By the way, he's from a place called San Jose de Cucuta.
Cucuta, not Cucuta.
Oh, it is Cucuta. Okay, Cucuta. It's Cucuta in Cucuta, North Santander.
Okay.
He's basically from the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's closer to San Cristobal, which is in Venezuela. He's closer to that city than anywhere else.
Okay. Yeah, but that's just how it works, right? With when you're in a small town, you have nothing to do, you just become the best at one thing, right?
That one thing.
Because you ain't distracted by all
What would it be for you? What would be the one thing? And can't say masturbation.
Oh, damn, Alexis. You took my thing.
You removed the best option off the table.
I don't know. I mean, probably, I would say the first, if I lived in a small town, I can only think of my childhood. It would be something like athletic. I played handball growing up like my brother did. And
I said no masturbation.
Oh, good point. Good point. I played handball. I was pretty good. I played pretty regularly till I was about maybe 14, 15. So I would say that I was pretty good. If I kept going, I probably would have been kind of at the same pace as my brother if I was as dedicated.
Do you think you would have been better than your brother?
I don't think so.
That hesitation tells me, yeah, but you don't want to say that on
No,
record.
I don't think so. I mean, he's unbelievable. If you look, anybody listening, viewing, look up William Polanco handball on YouTube, and you can watch his videos. And I, yeah, he'd be in the Canadian Handball Premier League, Mike Wonder. Thank you. Which is still pretty good. That's a pretty good level.
That's not bad. Yeah, I think I'd probably just be like a really good mechanic, or because I tried to restore like a really old Volkswagen like Rabbit back in the day. Okay. So if I had nothing to do, if I was in a tiny town, I would have just kept at that. You know what I mean? Or I would have just been like the most corrupt mayor of that town. You know what I mean?
Okay. So Jaron says, other than seeing the U.S. women win the gold medal, handball was the most fun I had at the London 2012 games. So this is not Olympic handball. So people get this confused all the time. And
Olympic handball is kind of like lacrosse and soccer, right?
Yes.
With your hands. Like futsal. Right?
Yeah, pretty much. So handball that we play in New York is like racquetball, but with your hands. So this is, you play on one big wall. If you've ever been to New York and you've gone to pretty much any park.
It's been like Sprite commercials.
Yeah. Big giant wall. Usually has the maple leaf on it. You hit a blue, it's called a sky bounce. That's the brand of ball that you hit with your hands. So some people call it pegger, which is, okay, that's a different.
I was like, okay, I mean, technically not masturbation.
I never heard that name. Okay, I've heard that referring to something else, but okay.
Right.
Olympic handball is nuts and dominated by the former Yugoslavia. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, Higipedia, thank you.
Higipedia, more like Wikipedia when it came to that, am I right? By the way, Mike Wonder said, not pizza. Yeah, I guess you're right. I was just thinking of something. Like I did, like not, because I don't make pizza. I eat it. I'm really good at eating it. Although I can make it. But I guess you're right. I probably just would have become incredible at making my own pizza. And no one would have ever known about it because I'm on this tiny Cucuta place no one's ever heard of.
Okay. So the, all
they're
right.
Like,
so
don't hang, don't eat his pizza. His friends are really good at pegger. You know? I hope they wash their hands. You know?
Just a rough night of pegger. Oh boy. Okay.
God, my legs are just killing me. What? Just too much pegger last night.
Okay, do you play pegger or peggy? Who knows?
You know, so we toss a coin. We toss a dildo in the air.
Okay, get to the Premier League, I promise. Okay, so you know what? So let's start with some Arsenal news that I just saw. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He's been in all the media things, the third kit photos and stuff, but even people are still like, yo, where is it? You're going to put pen to paper? Because it feels like you're about to break our hearts if you're in all the media campaigns and don't re-sign with the team. But no, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang will stay with Arsenal for at least another 3 years.
It's not official yet because the team hasn't announced it, but everyone's reporting it as if it is official.
Uh-huh.
Polo in Minnesota, but CPL, Canadian Beggar League. It's so funny. It don't ever go away. So Aubameyang, £250,000 a week. He's 31 years old, so 3 more years.
Retirement league.
Right. Thank you. Because if this would have happened in America, that's exactly. But he's clearly still at the top of his game. And I have this sneaking suspicion that he would have left had Arsenal not won the FA Cup and the Community Shield.
Yeah.
At least the FA Cup. But I also think the Community Shield was a huge help in his negotiations. You know, just winning that and having the opportunity to just celebrate winning something. I don't consider it a trophy on par with any of the other ones you could win, but it is something that he got to celebrate during the negotiations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you and your girl are thinking of breaking up and all of a sudden you know what I mean? You have great sex. I don't know. Maybe peg her. You know what I mean?
Or she, right? Maybe she does the pegging. Who knows?
Right? You know? Okay. That's what I'm saying.
We all celebrate, right? In different ways. Okay.
Right. Look, maybe. And that sort of gets your juices flowing to stay in the relationship is what I'm saying.
Okay, honey. You throwing this in the mix? Okay.
Wow. You really want to go out with a bang.
So.
But I'm not going to put no joke.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, get in there. You know, do your thing.
So, look, yeah, I think it's obviously good news for Arsenal Fancy's been playing so well, even in the FA Cup, in the Community Shield. There seems to be a real energy that he's excited about continuing to stay with the team. I think when it comes to hopefully other players coming and signing with the team as well, that is, you know, him being there, him being that foundation for the next couple of years is going to be huge. So I don't think it was too up in the air if he was going to leave or not, but this is obviously... Arsenal can do some damage this season. I honestly feel that way.
Well, if you look at the way they're sort of going about their signings, and I don't think they're done. I think Guendouzi, whatever.
Call him Pegger. Pegger. He's just Pegger.
Yeah, yeah. Old G Pegger is getting looked at by PSG. PSG doesn't want to pay the 35 million pounds, I believe, mm-hmm. that Arsenal have him listed as. So they're saying, why don't you take Draxler and a bunch of money, right? Mm-hmm. So they're throwing in Draxler, who, by the way, has been linked with Arsenal for, I believe, the last 8 years, and he's only 26, and I'm not making that up. So I actually think that would be great, even though they're going after Aurar. The guy from Olympic Lyon.
I don't know how to say his name. Is it like,
I think it's Aouar.
Okay. You know what? I'm sure
somebody
that's
said it's just Or.
Okay.
It doesn't feel right.
You mean the device you use to paddle? Okay.
Yeah. Like when someone's like, hey, you want Pegger? And I'm like, you go, Or. Or.
Okay.
So if you look at that midfield, right? You've got Xhaka is allowed to go up a little bit. Hopefully, imagine they could bring in someone like Partey to be the defensive midfielder. You get rid of Guendouzi off your books. You bring in someone like Draxler. I mean, even if Draxler's coming off your bench, that's an incredible club.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know what the issue with Guendouzi is. I kind of like, I liked his style of play. Maybe he just doesn't kind of gel with the team very well, but he seems pretty, is he like more of a defensive liability? Because he seems like a pretty good passer.
No, he is supposed to be a defensive midfielder. I mean, it's okay. Him and Lucas Torreira were supposed to do the same thing. Lucas Torreira is already on his way to somewhere in Italy, whoever wants to pay the money for him. And I believe his former manager is, I want to say, at Inter. So I think that's where he's going.
Okay.
And if you look at it, Lucas Torreira, absolutely incredible at being a defensive midfielder. But that's not the way that What's-His-Face wants to play, that Arteta wants to play. So at the end of the day, if it's not the way that Arteta wants to play, you don't fit in a system, mm-hmm. you got to get somebody else in. So I'm fine. I'm fine with getting rid of players like Guendouzi, who, by the way, is, I think, still like 20 years old, and getting, maybe not even, he might be like 18, 19 years old, and getting rid of a player like Lucas Torreira so that someone else, someone that fits the system a little better, can come in. And okay. By the way, not Sokol Andrew and Jayworth are saying it's Aouar.
But Jayworth saying Aouar.
I mean, I feel like they... Aouar. Well, don't forget that not so-called Andrew has an accent, even even in text.
We've never heard it. I don't know. Who knows? He could be from, you know, Mississippi, for all I know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a strong
We know
American
he's not
accent.
From South from the Southern California area.
Okay, and Basoka Andrew also did mention in the chat, where is Jadon Sancho? So this has been... also came back up, this news.
No, that's actually a quote from Gareth Southgate.
Good point. So Jadon Sancho, the deal was done that he was going to leave Borussia Dortmund and go to Manchester United. But now news has resurfaced that there's rumors that they have agreed on some deal. But nobody knows if that's realistic or if it's actually going to happen. But apparently the deal is not dead. That's what I'm gathering.
The last I read is that Jadon is saying he's not going to sort of press Dortmund to leave. He's happy to stay at Dortmund if that's where the chips fall. Which you sort of have to wonder, right? If a player doesn't want to come to your team, you don't say no. Right? Like, if he's on the fence, even if you still kind of want the player to be like, I want to go, right?
Yeah.
You want the player to make it known so that the team itself feels like they don't have much leverage. Jadon is leaving all the cards on the table. He's still there. Like, he's basically like, everyone still has their chips. No one's all in yet. Jadon is like, look, I'm not going to pressure. If I got to stay, I got to stay. I'm happy with that. if you're Manchester United, you want him to be like, nah, fam, you got to say you want to leave. Make this a little easier for us.
Yeah, I don't know what the again, it just seems like Borussia Dortmund is doing, you know, good business, trying to get as much money as they possibly can get out of Manchester United. And also, there's really no pressure to sell him, right? They keep him. They have a great team that has a strong possibility of winning Bundesliga. They sell him. Put a little bit more responsibility on Gio Reyna, and we still got a pretty good team.
But do you remember when Arsenal wanted Luis Suarez and they bid £40 million plus $1 because supposedly his release clause was $40 million, and then it turned out like no, that's just the clause to you for you to be able to negotiate. It's like what Liverpool? What the fuck did you put in there? Like imagine you went to McDonald's. And you're like, yo, here's $3 for, you know, fries or whatever. And they're like, no. The $3 is for you to now start talking to me about what you want. And you got to have to pay for that later. You'd be like, get out of here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm being hustled. Okay.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit. That's kind of, remember Luis Suarez came out and was like, he did that like sad picture in the park where he's looking at the camera.
I've never seen this photo.
Yeah, he's like, I want to leave. Basically, he started a campaign to get out of Liverpool, right? That's kind of what you'd expect Jadon Sancho to do, even if it's not that dramatic. You'd expect him to do things like start following Manchester United people on Instagram because you know people are monitoring that.
Mm-hmm.
Start communicating with Instagram with like Manchester United players and saying, I hope to play with you soon. Those little hints that let the club know, okay, we can't be this staunch in negotiating. He's just like, whatever. Like, imagine you were out with your girl and that guy walked up to you and was like, I'm in love with your girl and I'm going to fight you for it. You'd expect your girl to be like, yo, get out of here. Right? Imagine she was like, I don't know. Y'all figure it out.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey.
Y'all sort this out, okay? Because this is going to define our relationship going forward.
Yeah. I'd be like, I got to be honest with you. Even if I win, I don't think I won here. You know?
Soka Andrew said, Sancho has had personal terms agreed the entire time. Dortmund have never agreed on a fee, but they are not negotiating again. Yeah, it's the man needs to learn how to sit out of training. Yeah.
Nah, dude, he's doing it all. He don't care.
He's just like, yeah, he's just very much like, all right, you know, you boys handle all that. I'm going to go out here and still be amazing and we'll be real cute on the pitch.
Right. It's like your girl's like, look, the apps are coming, so I'm going to eat. You both go outside and fight. And whichever of you walks back in and sits down is now my man.
Exactly. You know, it's meant to be, I guess.
So, be like, you know what? I got to be honest. Why don't you just sit down, buddy? I'm out of here.
So let's talk some of the signings for Everton. Let's go. Colombia is in the building. Brazil is in the building. All right. So people in Liverpool better start learning Portuguese and Spanish and learn how to salsa, learn how to samba. Figure it all out. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Because.
Dude, and also it is officially Evertunje. That's the new name of your team.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The trophies.
Everton, obviously, James Rodriguez, that's obviously the biggest signing in Everton. I don't want to say in Everton history. Do we want to say
it
that?
It doesn't feel like history because you want to see how they play. But these signings only. This has nothing to do with Everton or its history. This has nothing to do with the new stadium. This has nothing to do with the city of Liverpool. This has nothing to do with the country of England. This simply has only to do with Ancelotti. Ancelotti has single-handedly changed the fortunes. There is zero chance these three players sign with Everton if Ancelotti's not there. If Big Dunk is your manager, homie, they ain't signing.
Oh, you don't think James has a real strong bond with Big Dunk?
I just love how this guy spits every time he talks. You know,
this is huge, man. This is so incredible. I mean, when it comes to
Carlo Ancelotti is tempting everyone in with the plombao sauce.
I love all these new words. What's plombao? What is that?
Plombo
Plombo
sauce.
What is that?
I would have gone with a fish water. A big dunk is like, I can make a fish water.
Just put on a chef's hat. Let's go.
Is that it? Is that all I got to do?
No, oh, so look, let's obviously, James, Alan from Napoli, Ducouré from Watford, Tomori from Ficayo Tomori from Chelsea on loan. Big moves. I mean, obviously disappointing because we thought Gylfi Sigurdsson was going to take us to the top. Well, I'm hearing, actually, throwing in some MLS news, DC United apparently has some interest in Gylfi Sigurdsson and bringing him over.
Yeah. They have a space missing in their team for a midfielder that can't pass forward. So
we'll see what he can do. I mean, when it comes to we saw NYCFC against DC United, 19 shots to zero. So nobody has any interest in moving the ball forward. So
Look, we're not even trying. So he's going to fit right in.
Midfielders, goalkeepers. We're all goalkeepers today. That was the mentality. Yeah.
Buddy, I don't know. I went to an academy of bus parking. So
that might be where Gylfi ends up maybe in January.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Golo Blanco just said, James loves toffee. Oh, wait, I meant coffee. Yo, you guys are the toffeteros.
Boom.
Yo, I'm a damn genius.
Yo, Colo Blanco, clip that, please. We need it.
The toffiteros.
The toffiteros. Let's go. Oh, man.
Damn.
Yo, let's get the merch. Yeah. I got it. I'll put it up right here.
My head hurts right now. I ain't even playing with you.
End the stream. We done.
We're done. End the Prem show. We did it. We're making billions off this shirt.
We can't make anything better than that. All right. Yo,
Not So Cool Andrew says Alexis finally has a good joke. You're wrong. That's not a joke. It's genius.
Pop the champagne. Let's go. Man, this is as an Everton supporter, I think for the most part, what happened 5 years ago when I said, Alexis, I think I'm going to choose Everton as the team I support in the Premier League. And you were like, excuse me?
What
is all this about? But now,
can I also say what you said next? You're like, I really like Lukaku. I was like, oh, no.
Well, I still do, okay? But the fact that now I'm starting to feel, after all these signings, especially after seeing how I got the email from Everton, like James Rodriguez signs with the club, I started feeling like the dude in the GIF walking in the room, looking at everybody while the camera flashes. I'm just like, oh, okay. So was it now? All of a sudden, people are interested.
Where's that energy y'all had before?
So I'm excited about the team. I think a lot of Everton fans are. Look, we still have to see the results on the pitch, but. Man, as far as look, when I say the biggest signing in history, there's obviously James doesn't have the resume per se of like he's won a lot, but not necessarily being the main guy on the team that he's been on. But when it comes to followers, bro, IG followers, Twitter followers.
Which is, or is anyone here into sabermetrics?
Because the numbers are crazy. Oh, you know, it's like the
forget expected goals, expected followers. Now we're talking. Well,
Everton is getting those numbers up. Okay, this is the digital age. All right, these numbers matter.
It is I have zero problem with what I'm about to say. Signing James, even if that doesn't guarantee you a top four spot. Guarantees that Everton is a bigger brand. Everton is a bigger brand today than they were the day before they signed James.
Yeah.
That's the power of a James Rodriguez.
Yeah, we saw it with Coutinho at Bayern. That was when we were in Germany, the president of the team was like, we signed him and we got all these followers. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You sound like just an influencer. You run a football club, bro.
It's like if Ariana Grande walked by and you took a photo and you put that up on or she put it up on her social one of you. That's kind of like, that's how he was gushing. He was look, our followers are.
Just Coutinho, can you just tag me, please? Like, don't just tag me, like put me in the caption. Like, you know.
Yeah, no. In fact, if you could do that thing where it's like the little white window with that kind of tag, you know what I mean? That's just like in a word.
Golo Blanco said they lit the tower of Bogota, the Everton blue, so which is dope. And we saw in Miami as well, they had a boat with James's caricature announcing the signing. They know They know the Colombian hotspots. Everton is like, oh, yo, it's like, you know, like go to Roosevelt Boulevard, right?
Yeah. And like, in North Bergen, they stole all the blue cars. I don't know if you know this. North Bergen, New Jersey. So it's lit. I mean,
yeah, we're going along in Times Square. Times Square doesn't really count because no one is there right now. So it doesn't. Mike Wonder said, I got to dip. Peace out, Coolian. Thank you.
Love you, Mike Wonder.
For hanging out. We appreciate it. I think Mike Wonder did ask if the show goes on YouTube as well, and it does. You can also watch it on Twitch and video on demand, and it'll be up on YouTube as well. Subscribe on YouTube. Anyway, okay.
Would really help us out.
So the it's just big news, not simply. I hope he plays well. I hope he plays very, very well. I hope he's very much an attacking midfielder, and we get a couple goals from our midfield. Everton, that's been their biggest flaw. There's just like the too much responsibility on the forwards to get all the goals, and they can't get many goals because they don't have that much service.
If all he does is make it easier for Calvert-Lewin to shine, I mean, then he's done his job.
And Richarlison, this should be with Allen, with Doucouré. I think there's there's still that balance of having that work ethic and defensive, kind of mentality that Everton kind of always has had. But I think we're gonna start with Ancelotti having the players that he wants. I think we're going to start seeing a bit more of an exciting team. This is just the beginning, baby.
Go ahead, dude. Put your dick on the table. Where does Everton finish the end of the season?
Okay. See, this is so people, I mean, look, there's people here from all over the world, all over the country.
Who don't know that's a euphemism?
I'm accustomed to it. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I know people like Alexis, all right?
What does that mean?
Been around them my entire life that don't know when to tone it down, you know? Put your dick on the table is not. It's not Twitch speak, right? We don't need this.
That's Twitch. This is Twitch, though. That's not fair. You're basically in a bodega, Twitch.
So where will they end up? Are they going to be... I think they'll be fighting for Europa, a Europa League spot. I think.
No. All right. But I'll give you a three position range.
Okay.
That you can say they're finishing in. Good Nixer Nipple said, Christian, put your dick on the table. Get banned from Twitch. Does that mean I get to stay hung up?
Like a coffee table?
Yeah. Is it pub height? Because then I'm going to need. Okay. Put it on the table, Polanco. It's a euphemism. It means
I prefer to put them on the glass. That's yeah. More my thing.
Dude, great video. It just simply means lay your cards out, right?
Yeah.
You give me a three position range that you think they're gonna finish in.
6 to 9. 69.
Yeah. I said position. You said 6 to 9. Let's go. Pecker. Why are you people watching or nor listening? I love you all for allowing me to do this with my life. You honestly think. You honestly think 6, 7, 8, 9. That is 4 positions, actually. Jaron is right. So 6 to 8, I'll give you. Or are you going to say 7 to 9?
I said 6 through 9. So
which is 4. Which so 4. Take so, one away in the beginning and the end.
So 6 through 8. Yeah. I think they'll be fighting for a Europa League spot.
You understand that sounds crazy to everyone else besides you.
Well, look, they are regularly before the
where did they finish last year? 14th.
But they're usually a top 10 team. But now it used to be top 4, and now it's top 6, right? Like they are just the top of the table is just becoming a bit more dominant and more competitive. You know, the Wolves being up there, like. Everton should be better than Wolves, right? Who's been in the Premier League just a couple, two, three seasons.
You finish in 15th place. Obviously, a very different season because of COVID, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
You think the signing of, how do you pronounce it, Doucouré?
Yeah, I believe so.
Doucouré, James, and who else?
Allen from Napoli, the Brazilian midfielder.
That's right. And Allen, you think those three players... are going to bring you up at minimum, at most, 9 positions.
I think it, well, at most, yeah, at most 9 positions, but I think it's possible. Yes, I very much do.
That's insane. So you are thinking...
But it's Richarlison. It is Dominic Calvert-Lewin. It is Keane.
Wait a minute.
Pickford, good, obviously good keeper. I mean...
I'm looking at the 7th week finish. That was the wrong one. Hold on.
Oh, what, at the end of the year? I don't know. Was it 15th? Where did Everton finish last season?
Hold on. I could switch it, but geez, I'm a dummy.
Let's see. What, 20? Yeah, 19. They finished in 12th, not 15th.
12th. Okay. So they finished in 12th. Yeah, I looked up and I saw West Ham in 3rd. I'm like, well, this is clearly wrong.
I mean, but the point difference between, let's say, 6th and...
So
and 12th was 10 points. Can Everton get 60 points next season? Will be very, very tough, but I don't think it's impossible. So can these players get Everton 10 more points? I think that's possible.
If you put it that way, it's certainly not that that big of a difference. It's 3 wins and a draw.
It's just, but look, I think for James being the main guy, hopefully he does not get injured. Getting the just the opportunity, he was not getting it at Madrid. He was sort of getting it, and he was playing okay in Bayern, but the team was loaded with great players. He's gonna have to take on a larger responsibility, and I hope that he can kind of thrive in that, because he hasn't been the guy in a long time. So yeah, I'm optimistic, and I also love James. He's great.
The famous goal of his from the World Cup against Uruguay, where he kind of self-volleys it to him? Volleys it up and kicks it. Do you know what World Cup that was?
That was 2014.
2014?
Yeah.
That's going to be 7 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And you think he can recapture that level?
Dude, he's fresh. He's fresh as hell. He's not playing. He's good. He's still a boy. He's fine.
All right.
Look.
All right.
I think
he's certainly better than every other option.
He's not going to get.
He's better than any option they could have gone out and gotten. I'll give them that. Other than maybe getting Coutinho.
Maybe as far as, but even Coutinho's not really, he's a winger, not a midfielder.
But he can play central.
He can, maybe as a 10, but Everton usually play with 2 up top. Somebody did mention, Nick Third Nipple said, Christian, thoughts on TSS formation for Everton, a 4-3-1-2, which I think would make the most sense, having Richarlison and Dominic Calvert-Lewin up top and James, I guess, in the 10 role. Right, he'll be that one. I'm assuming that'll be the case, and then the rest will be strong defenders and can hopefully get the ball forward. That's been the big issue with them. So I'm hoping that that's the case. Okay, so,
Buffalo Me says James ain't Neymar anymore, but still class. True. No, I don't ever remember him being Neymar level, but there was a time where his name rang in that sort of. Maybe just on the fringes of that level. And yeah, I don't think he's that anymore. But I do agree that you don't need that. You do not need that to get 10 more points.
Okay. So, all right. So let's move on from Everton.
That's so cool. I just said, stop doing this to yourself, Polanco.
That's why I love British people. They're like, optimism, don't even bother.
Why?
Okay?
Why would you even attempt to be positive? Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. You being Gully Squad. Thank you.
You right now listening.
you've contributed to this marketing campaign.
That's right. Thank you so much. And if you're listening and you're not in Gully Squad, I'm not going to say it's not thanks to you. I think you already know that. But you can. This can be thanks to you. All you got to do is join Gully Squad. It's mad simple. You know what I mean? Because what happens is you join Gully Squad, and guess what happens? We show up at your house. We say, we don't care about the quarantine. You know what I mean? We show up at your house and we say, yo, thank you. And then that's it. We leave. It's very odd.
Yeah. We break lockdown rules. That's how committed to you we are.
Uh-huh. Right? Where you live in Europe? Be there in a few hours, my guy.
Okay. Yo, Boris, open up the borders.
Yo, Latvia? All right. I might have to use points, but we're going to get there.
Okay, we're un-Brexiting right now.
We've decided. We're here. What's good? Is this Europe or not? Yeah.
So, yes, join Gully Squad. Obviously, there's a lot of awesome perks and privileges. Obviously, we have
the hesitation you put on perks, man. Even I was like, ooh, what do we got?
You can obviously our Slack channel, our birthday parties, dope Zoom hangouts. It has it all. So
yeah, and pins and pop sockets and cool stuff. It's just one of those things. Like, yo, you're supporting us. It doesn't matter the level. You're gonna get some dope perks. You're gonna get a chance at exclusive content. You're gonna get a chance to hang out, chat with us. And yo, like the Slack channel, it's almost like just a big group chat. There's like people sharing food to do on the road once we get back on the road. People sharing pictures of the food they're cooking while they're on quarantine. People sharing pictures of pizza and I'm roasting it. We do other stuff than food, don't we, Christian?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, there's people sharing music that they enjoy. It's its own community of soccer fans that appreciate comedy and appreciate other things in life that they can share with each other, and it's really growing into something that's organic, that is not really about Christian and Alexis, and it's beautiful to see. So
I know it's bothering me. It should constantly be about us, but also they get a chance to be a part of the show. When we have guests, we ask them, what questions should we ask? When we say those are Gully Squad questions, yo, those are questions directly from that Slack channel, from Gully Squad. So if you're a member of the Gully Squad and you're not in the Slack channel, get on that. What are you doing? There's exactly. Not a lot of you. There's like a few of you that
there's
haven't.
There's a few. There's almost like, I think, maybe 30 or 40 people that are not in the Slack channel.
What a handful of people. Come on. Get in here.
Get in there. So, yeah, again, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and get on board, man, because you're missing out.
Hell yeah. Soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad.
Okay. What's the next thing you wanted to talk? Newcastle. Right?
That's right.
Newcastle.
Their bid got denied by the Premier League.
Okay.
So apparently Newcastle fans are furious.
Yeah, so the Saudi-backed
fans of civil rights and human rights are loving it.
The Saudi-backed group that was looking to take over Newcastle rejected by the Premier League. And I guess, yeah, pretty much... Is it a surprise? I don't know, because you would think that the greed always wins, right?
Yeah, the surprise isn't that how could you do this to this wonderful group of people that were going to buy this. The surprise is I'm shocked they actually did it.
Yeah, they followed.
I'm shocked that they actually had the balls.
Yeah.
They put their dick on the table. You know what I mean? They said, no, I'm not having it.
Look at that.
It's shocking because there are all those things. It's like, you know, like when your insurance says, like, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of it. And then something happens and like, well, I need to see 55, documents of proof before we even attempt to do this. It's kind of like they say, like, oh, but we won't allow it if there's human rights issues or other things that would stop this from these owners from being upstanding individuals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they went ahead and actually did it. And none of us thought that they were going to do this.
Yeah. So you
I thought their ownership group would have to put out like a BS promise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like
yeah.
We promise to be good citizens and help out the community. It's like, sure. Come on. Where's the money?
Buffalo underscore me said, bit ago, but new group already in. Yeah, I was just going to ask the question, like, how difficult can it be to sell a Premier League team, especially currently in the Premier League? It cannot be that difficult, no. Right? There must be people who clearly want to get involved, even if it's just some billionaire that's just like wants a new toy or whatever. I can't imagine it's that challenging. But Newcastle
has that sort of like famed fan fan base, and they seem like a much bigger club than they actually are. And they certainly should be bigger than they currently are.
Yeah. Well, they were like the right. They had like Alan Shearer and those legendary
and Santi. you know, from the gold movie.
Who was it? I just saw this from, is it Callum Wilson from Bournemouth? He just signed with Newcastle, and he said that he wanted to sign with Newcastle because of the movie Goal.
No.
I swear.
Seriously?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, there is something to be said for your club being the focus of a movie. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, they didn't pick anybody.
Yeah, I want, like, as a kid.
It wasn't Burnley.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I wanted to play for, you know, the Toon Squad in Space Jam.
Oh, yeah?
That was my dream.
Oh, man, I wanted to play for the Little Giants. I never saw that movie, by the way. So I have no idea what's in it. But if you think about it, it's not like if the guy comes up to Santi in California while he's playing soccer and the dialogue is, "Buddy, I have someone I want you to speak to over at Burnley." Santi's like, "No, I'm good." You know what I mean? He's like, "No, I'm straight right here."
Yeah, we got to rewrite the script. All right. Jay Worth said, regarding the Newcastle deal, says it was financial. Saudi Arabia was pirating Premier League games from other countries. The Premier League was afraid to sanction it and did nothing, hoping the consortium would back out of the deal. Okay. So,
all right, so then faith restored in the Premier League's horrific group
that was,
of
we have to draw a line
people.
Somewhere, and this is
hey,
what,
look, you got money, but you fucking up my money, so I'm not going to let you come in here and spend your money while you out there fucking up my money.
okay, yes, yeah, so the, so and regarding the, Nixter Nipple said there's a U.S.-led group who now has TV stations that is looking to purchase Newcastle. And Newcastle, look, their fans are tired with the current ownership group. Not really, you know, Miguel Almirón, was he the most expensive signing that they had in their history or something like that? I don't know if that was the case, but Newcastle just is notorious for not really spending money. Robert from LA said, "Don't forget Jimmy Conrad is a Newcastle fan. That should be a plus." I think that's the reason Callum Wilson joined, right?
That's why it's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
So we'll see. A very popular club that really should be doing better than they currently are.
I'm trying to find information on the American owners just to make sure it's not Sullivan Group.
What's Sullivan Group?
That's the company that's buying all the local news stations, and they're like wildly conservative. Like, they're like super, super Trump people. That's why none of the local news stations ever talk about anything other than Trump propaganda now. Okay. They even bought Fox 5 News, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in New York. All right. Soka Andrew said Almirón was their record transfer, first time they broke the record since Michael Owen.
Wow,
that's pretty wild.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him. Okay, all right, next up, what do you got, Alexa? Oh wait, I just saw a question from Felix Palau about who do we think has the best kit this season.
Oh yeah, so I didn't put that in here because it's hard to sort of hear that, but I could sort of find this for you if you want to see them all. I'm really liking, at first I did not like Arsenal's sort of what looks like some people are calling like the Freddy Krueger kit, because it looks like paint splash. But if you think back to, I don't know, you probably aren't a fan of that big a fan of Arsenal, but they used to have marble when you first walked in, and that's what it would look like. It was white with these sort of red lines in it. And that's what the kit goes back to, which is, this is back in Highbury, which is kind of dope. I love whenever a club, or at least the shirt manufacturer, goes deep into the club history like that, and they sort of bring something up. So it's kind of dope. Yeah, they're calling it the Jack the Ripper kit. I think I fucks with it. I like it a lot. I know some people say no. Do you like Manchester United?
Oh yeah, we got to talk about
the zebra kit.
This kit. I mean, look, the common take everybody's basically been making is that the kit is not so bad, but the matching shorts are the nightmare.
Fam, it's the matching shorts and socks. Oh, see, if you put,
I thought
if you
the
put,
socks were fake.
No, that's part of that photo.
Oh, bro. So Felix Palau, who is a Manchester United fan, is saying that he likes the whole thing.
Brass Monkey URS says it's the Maguire prison kit. Fam,
I love it.
God, oh, yo, you can't take, they don't give you an inch
it's
out there.
Not, the kit is not great. I mean, it's not terrible. I appreciate, look, I think every team should take a shot to do something a little wacky, a little crazy. But I have to imagine that, like, just on the eye, when I'm watching Manchester United play in these kits, it's going to be so distracting. It's going to distract me from the actual game of football that is going on. So I don't know. I think it's too much. That's it. It's just too much.
I sent you the link in the chat if you want to pull it up. It is... I will let you know on this website, Everton finished 17th. So right on par with where they may finish in the actual Premier League.
Oh, for kits?
Yeah, for the kit. I actually like the Everton kit. It's clean. It's nice. I thought Hummel did a really good job of that.
Okay.
Yeah. And for once, the West Brom Albion kit isn't trash.
You know what? Let me bring this up over here. Give me a second, everybody. I'm
just going to put this right on the...
I'll put it right on the stream so people can see what we're talking about.
If you're listening, you're screwed. But we'll try to get through it. I also love how Chelsea put one of their women's team players on the image for the new kit, which is incredible.
Okay, give me a second. I'll bring it right up so we can look at it. Apologies to the people listening to the show. That's why you got to get on Twitch, bro.
Get on Twitch.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, let's take a look at this. Boom. Let me switch here. All right. There it is. Okay.
I'm looking. Yeah, we don't know what website this is, but it's already ranked. So we'll agree or disagree. I don't hate the Palace kit, but nothing shocks you. Yeah. It always looks like a bootleg. Like a bootleg Barcelona kit, you know what I mean?
I mean, this is traditional, right? The kind of the stripes, the Manchester United. This is the home kit, right?
It's the new home kit.
Looks good. I like it. Looks like a people saying it looks like a what is it? A couch or it looks like a airplane seat?
Airplane seat, or in London they have the subway seat fabric.
Everton. So the Everton. These are all the home kits, obviously. I assume so, the Everton home kit is just pretty traditional, pretty clean. The away kit. Is yellow. It's like a kind of a mustard yellow and with blue accents, and I like that one. I think it's pretty cool. And the Everton goalkeeper kit looks like the Man City black and gold third kit. It looks a little similar to that, and that one's pretty cool too. Okay, am I going too fast, everybody? No. Do we want to go through all of these? I mean,
yeah, real quick. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're not going fast enough. The West Brom is all right. This is okay. What's that? Aston Villa.
Aston Villa.
Good for you. Chelsea, we've seen already. These are just the home kits, by the way.
Yeah.
You got the Wolves kit. Very simple. Sheffield United. I don't know how you ended up this high. Leeds, very classy. I was expecting more gold notes, but good job, Adidas.
Southampton.
Was it Southampton?
The sash.
Okay, with the sash, you got the weird betting sponsor that no one can read.
Robert from LA, just we should add too. Yeah, said can't wait to see Press and Heath in it. Yeah, both signed announced today for Manchester United women. They will be playing in the WSL, the Women's Super League, which
is huge,
dope. That we've been watching. I've been watching the games on NBC Sports. So cool that we have access to them now.
Yeah, shout out to Atalanta Media that got that deal done.
Okay,
we got the Burnley kit. I like the collar on the Burnley kit. It just looks like someone just cut a crew neck.
Yeah,
right in the middle. I love it. I like that look. It kind of has like a classic.
We've seen the Liverpool one.
The Liverpool home kit. All right. The West Ham home kit. Not that impressed, but it's nice.
Yeah, you go traditional with most of the home kits. Nobody goes too crazy.
Fulham, again, with the home kit. Fair enough.
It's like a template.
Yeah, it does. Tottenham, I'm not a fan of the shoulders. Also, the rest of the kit, the person wearing it.
Yeah, I have issues with the whole thing.
Leicester, I like this because instead of King Power, now their jersey says the sponsor is Thailand Smiles With You, which if someone whispered that in your ear, you'd leave that party. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't get it. It's meant to scare you.
Man City.
We've seen the broken glass one. Glass.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. And then, of course, number one, Arsenal. Actually, it's number three on this website. But it is kind of quite nice.
Yeah, the Arsenal kit is home kit is very, very nice. I do like it.
The Newcastle kit, we were just talking about them. I actually like this quite a bit because the stripes go all the way up to the edge of the shoulder, and it's the sleeves are just different. I kind of like that. That's it's a little – you don't get to see that all the time.
Looks clean. And the Brighton kit is actually looks very similar to the Charleston Battery kits that we have.
That's right.
I think they might be the same.
Charleston Battery has that diagonal kind of cut going through the stripes. Versus this, this looks like a really nice polo shirt.
Okay.
It's just blue with very thin white stripes other than where it says American Express and a golden Nike swoosh. It's got a white big collar, like the fold down collar, and white around the sleeves for everyone listening. It's nice. I like it. I'm shocked it's number one. Did anyone notice any weird ads on Christian's website?
You want a backpack? Yeah, there it is.
This is from Aldi. I didn't know Aldi sold clothing.
I don't know what Aldi is.
Aldi is the it's Trader Joe's. It's the company that owns Trader Joe's.
Okay, yeah. I feel like these aren't these like British ads or something?
I don't know, but like you get like mail order wife ads or something. I'm like, what's happening? Chateau de Christian.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm glad the mail order bride services are doing some Google advertising. I think it's important.
But you got to get the scams going somehow.
Okay. So what do we have left to discuss? Again, before we continue, again, just a reminder to everyone watching and listening, get a Cooligans mask and please support the South Bronx United. If you're watching, you see it behind me. The link is right there in the stream. The link is also in our bio on Instagram at Soccer Cooligans. It looks dope. All proceeds go to a very, very good cause. They're $20. Please pick one up. We would appreciate it. Okay. So, Colo Blanco with the Tofeteros clip. Shout out to Colo Blanco, our mod. Oh, I don't know if he did that accidentally, but it doesn't matter. Follow Colo Blanco here on Twitch. Please do that. Next up, what are we wrapping up with, Alexis?
Let's talk about some of the rules because it looks like Premier League is going to allow some fans. It depends. If you're in a hot spot, you don't get to have any fans. Some of them are very, very severely limited to the amount of fans. But Scotland.
Before you continue, Crimson Pizza did just ask, are these one size fits all? I got a giant dome. Yeah, I would say.
You ain't got a bigger dome than me, and they fit me. Technically, yeah. They do say size medium on there, and I will say my wife has a rather, rather small head, and she says it's a little big on her. Not that she can't use it. It's just a little bit looser than some of the other masks. She has, like, really small masks. So, you know, you could always buy it for somebody, but if you got a big-ass head like me,
yeah,
you could.
I have a pretty tiny, tiny dome, and it fits pretty well. It's like a little loose, but nothing crazy. But again, it definitely, like, there's no, like, gaps where air is going through.
No, and it has, like, the little curve at the top that holds your nose. Yeah, yeah. So it's not going to fall, for sure.
It is a functional mask. It's not, you know, don't wear it to perform surgery. Don't do all that. But
no, certainly not a surgical mask.
But feel free to get it and support the kids of South Bronx United. We definitely, it'll mean a lot to us personally. So seriously, thank you. Okay.
For sure.
All right, so continue.
Let's talk about some of the rules of this. Is the Scottish Premier League has released what their rules for the fans are. And there's a bunch of them. If you catch a ball, if the ball goes into the stands, you're not allowed to throw it back. You have to pass it to a steward who will then, disinfect it before it's put back into use. So do not. But they also have to restrain themselves from shouting, cheering, or singing.
Interesting. You're going to tell Scottish people to not speak? I don't think so.
Scottish are technically British?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell them to keep it down? No, that's obviously going to be impossible.
Here's the thing. Maybe if it was British people at a play, British people at a tennis match, British people on the tube, sure.
Okay.
They would be quiet. British people at a soccer game, that's like locking a Midwesterner in a Walmart and saying, all right, now don't eat anything. You know, like, I think you'll be missing some product when you get back. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to not yell or anything. And they have to do a bunch of stuff. Like they have to keep their ticket. They're not allowed to hand their ticket in. They can't touch the turnstile with their hands. They have to, you know, hands up when you go through the turnstile. They have to have, like, ID on them at all times. Their masks have to be up at all times. They can't pull it down even to eat. I think they're allowed to, like, drink water. It's like there's such an incredible amount. They have to be 2 meters from each other, which if you do the math, that's like
6 feet,
whatever 2 meters is. if you do the math. You always have to cover your mouth if you need to cough or sneeze, which, again, you have a mask on, so whatever. Please retain and keep your ticket. I said that one already. Security checks are going to do temperature checks when you first walk in. I mean, it seems like you got to get there. It's like getting on an airplane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
got
to get there super early, probably. You have to avoid using your hands on the turnstile. I don't know. Is it worth it? If these were the rules, if you know you could go to a soccer game, but you weren't even allowed to cheer. Is anyone going to follow these rules?
Who's monitoring it? Who's going to be like, hey, no, you can't, don't be cheering. Don't be clapping. Don't high five anybody after a goal. It's a little too difficult, right? And I want to just add, like, when it comes to the world kind of opening up again and all these rules, like New York just New York City announced that they were going to allow indoor dining again,
25% capacity.
25, and look at, and these are
completely against.
These
by the
are
way.
These rules. Look, very similar to this to you know a live match. 25% occupancy limit. All patrons must have temperature checked at the door. One member of each party will be required to provide restaurant with contact info for tracing if needed. No service after midnight. No bar service. Masks must be worn when not seated at a table. Tables must be 6 feet apart. Strict adherence to all state-issued guidance. Enhanced air filtration, ventilation, and purification standards. So, look, when it comes to anything that we're going to do to live life normally, I could understand a restaurant needing some business to stay afloat. The you know, soccer teams are not gonna fold. Most of them are not. But and the money that you're gonna get from the limited amount of fans is probably not worth all of these headaches.
I mean, I think most of these teams are limited to like at about 1,000 or under. So let's just say it's 1,000. The average ticket to a Premier League match doesn't even cost more than $20 or £20. So let's just say it's £20 times 1,000. Are you really saving a club, a massive club, by the way?
Yeah.
Because you would not get 1,000 at one of these small clubs. Are you really saving Liverpool with $20,000?
Yeah.
Dollars on match day? No.
Exactly. Right. So,
and by the way, I called the Scots English. I did not. I called them British.
British.
They are British. They are not English. English, England is the country. Britain is all of the things attached to that island. Great Britain are that plus the Isles, if I'm not mistaken. And United Kingdom is all of that, including North Ireland.
Thank you, Nelson.
I hope I'm right.
Alan, for the host. We appreciate it. Okay. So Alexis in sneaking in as a 5-year-old. What does that mean? At that price. So it's not $20. How much? What are the Premier League prices? I've never been to a Premier League game. So
I went to one. I sat fifth row for £40.
Okay.
I didn't pay £40. I paid a lot more, but I saw it on the.
I know Bundesliga tickets are that cheap, pretty much. Right?
Yeah.
Bundesliga is £20 or
Liverpool
20 euro.
Remember Liverpool fans walked out because they wanted to increase the ticket price to like $30? What are we talking about here?
Buffalo Me said, guys, I'm Irish. Scots are Brits. I already open every door with my dick. I think of Bo Derek and spin in a circle and everyone has to cover their mouth and boom, social distancing. I don't even know what was going on there.
Buddy, I don't know why you read past Scots are Brits.
I didn't read. I just read the whole thing because I started.
You didn't stop at dick? Open the door with my dick? You didn't think, he went off on a tangent?
I thought it was referencing something else. But you know what happens? Like even the
buddy, we're riffing here, okay?
The chat gets spicy out here, bro. Yeah. I don't know. You think I got control of these people? I don't know what to tell you.
We started with begging. You know what I mean? Who knows where it's going to go from there?
Okay. So, all right. So I think that's a good place to wrap up, everybody, with the
I will say, even if it's $50 a ticket, whatever a Premier League ticket goes for. And remember, when I went, it was, thank you, Messi, 1234567 _. She said, nice shirt. This is, or he said, nice shirt. It's the Zenit shirt that I have. If it's $50,000, that's not going to change anything.
Killer Synth 115. Thank you so much for the follow. Yes, I agree. I don't know. Maybe
we're talking about the major clubs. We're talking about Premier League clubs.
Arsenal is £97.
Arsenal is the most expensive in the Premier League, by the way.
Okay.
And I still pay 40, 45. I was supposed to pay 45 on the ticket. That was the face value.
All right, not bad. Okay, so the all right, so let's. I think we should end the show. We wrap up. Thank you for everyone for hanging out with us. We definitely appreciate it. Thank you for again to people listening. If you are listening to this podcast and would want to be a part of the show on Twitch and be a part of the chat, follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. If you are here already, hit the follow button. What are you, crazy? What are you gonna do?
Why are you watching this and not following? What's wrong with you?
We just spit in our faces. Why don't you?
Yeah.
So the
but not until we play Pegger, because that's part of it.
Again, thank you again for everybody hanging out. Pick up a Cooligans mask at the Upper 90 website. The link is right there on
all the money goes to kids in a community that need help. And part of the things they do, by the way, is they hand out masks in a very, very underserved community in the South Bronx. They hand out the more surgical looking masks, but that's incredible. I mean, they're saving lives. South Bronx United, shouts to South Bronx United. Hopefully this helps. Hopefully we can sell all these out.
Okay. Killer Sin said, damn, I missed the whole thing. I'll listen tomorrow. All good. Thank you. PH Red 819 said, I'm usually a podcast cat, but this was cool. All right.
So, thank you so much, Fred.
Fred.
He couldn't figure out that said Fred, but thank you, Fred 819.
Right, Ted, Fred 819.
Oh, boy. Is that I'm too sexy? Is that his hangman?
Oh, my God, I said, but I didn't say anything to get in the episode. You didn't mention your attorney. Well, we just did. Look at that. It all worked out.
Not so cool. Andrew said, you both need to write your 1-20 Premier League table predictions and post them up before the opening game, then revisit them at the end. He also said he opens doors with his dick and blah, blah, blah. No, that was no. The other guy. Yeah,
yeah, that was like, Buffalo, man. Andrew's a little bit more eloquent than that, but okay. all right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, pick up a mask. We appreciate you. Follow us on follow us on Instagram, Twitter.
We should do a funniest comment. Do you have a funniest comment of today?
Oh my
God. In the chat?
I can't remember.
Dude, I would say Canadian Pegger League, maybe. I thought
that was pretty high up there.
That hit hard.
I'm scrolling up. There was something Brass Monkey said, but I don't.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? The one that really made us laugh.
Oh, too bad we can't just
look
for
the McGuire prison kit. The McGuire prison kit.
Oh, yeah. That was solid.
That was good. So if I have to, so Brass Monkey, you got for me. That was the best one.
We should make it that if you got the funniest comment, you get to type whatever you want, like two sentences, and we have to read it out loud. Whatever.
No, that is a terrible
Buffalo meme.
You're gonna get us banned from this. We're gonna get banned, and then they're gonna get banned for typing it. Actually, Andrew, for at the top of the show for telling when we were doing the mic checks and the level checks, he said, mute yourself, Alexis. That was a pretty good one. That was a pretty good one. Okay.
I hate you all. We should release the beginning of the show to Gully Squad so they can hear it if
Nick,
they're not
sir,
on.
We will. Okay. As soon as I'm done with this, I will create this. The
Premier League fantasy,
and I'll put it up on Twitter and Instagram, so you'll see it right there. Apologies for taking so long. You're not the only one who has asked me to do this. I have a puppy now, and it's the first week, and it's very, very hard. And
we don't care about your responsibilities. Your main responsibility is us.
Okay. Somebody had mentioned earlier about like the what's tougher, having a dog or a child debate. And I don't know what it's like to raise a baby, but it's harder to raise a dog. Yeah, I'm standing on this hill.
Okay. I think it's harder to just live without Doritos. That's what I'm going to say. We do have to say goodbye now.
Yes, it's absolute torture. All right, everybody. So
we forgot that we didn't say goodbye.
Thank you again for tuning in. Listen to the podcast. Leave a review on the podcast on iTunes if you have not. Subscribe. Tell your friends.
Leave a 5-star review, by the way. Somebody put that they loved us and it was a 4-star review. That was wrong with you.
Okay, there's an extra star out there. Guess you don't love us that much.
Damn.
Who do we have? Tomorrow. So you're listening to this on Thursday. If you're obviously listening to the podcast, but tonight on Fubo TV, we will be interviewing Alejandro Bedoya of the Philadelphia Union. So please check that out. or listen to the podcast. That'll be out on Friday, whatever you want. But watch the TV show too. He's great. We have an awesome conversation, serious conversations about gun violence, about the Black Lives Matter movement, everything going on in MLS.
Also just about his career and how the Philadelphia Union are playing as well. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Really, really awesome. Really funny too. So it's great. It has it all. So make sure you check that out with the Philadelphia Union captain. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to another Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!